Hello, I'm Bill Bullard with RCAF USA, the voice of the independent cattle producer in the United States of America. Well, on December 18, 2023, the U.S. Department of Justice and the Federal Trade Commission jointly issued brand new merger guidelines. And the question many are asking is, so what? Well, let's start here. It was Winston Churchill who said democracy is the worst form of government, except for all the others. The United States embraces this least worst form of government. Ours is a representative democracy in which we elect representatives to carry out what we want. And ours incorporates a structure in the form of our Constitution that, among other things, establishes the balance of power among and between all those who represent us. And that's why our form of government can be described as a federal constitutional representative democracy. And here's an important question. Do our elected presidents, senators, and representatives pursue policies dictated by those who elected them? In other words, does our collective opinion dictate our representatives' policy goals? And here's the answer to that question. Sometimes they do, and sometimes they don't. And let me give an example of when they did advance our collective public opinion. Over a century ago, our representatives pursued policies to preserve the economic freedom of our free enterprise system by safeguarding our nation's free market structure. And they did this by promoting fair competition, including by preventing mergers and acquisitions among businesses that would reduce competition. They accomplished this policy directive by enacting our nation's antitrust laws, the Sherman Act and Clayton Act for the entire economy, and the Packers and Stockyards Act for our nation's livestock sectors. Now, many people view these as our anti-monopoly laws, designed to ensure that no single or small group of businesses could overcharge customers or underpay suppliers. But they're broader than that. They were intended to both promote competition and prevent the erosion of competition. And in their most basic sense, these antitrust laws preserved economic freedom by preserving competition. And clearly, this was consistent with public opinion. But here's an example of when our representatives failed to follow our nation's collective public opinion. Decades ago, a small group of influential economists, and we'll call them twerps, infiltrated all three branches of government and convinced all our representatives that one big business was better than many small businesses because the big one would be more efficient than the many small. Now, the twerps successfully reinterpreted our nation's antitrust laws and distorted them to mean that rather than establishing competition as the guiding light, our government should instead apply a new efficiency standard to antitrust enforcement. In other words, our representatives began pursuing policies that ignored the goal of preserving economic freedom anytime a business could show that a reduction of competition would nevertheless lead to efficiencies. Now, if you carry this to the extreme, the twerps' position was that because a monopoly without competition becomes more efficient than many competing businesses by achieving an optimum largeness of scale and by consuming less resources, the monopoly should be preserved and the heck with preserving economic freedom. Essentially, that's the national policy our representatives have been pursuing for decades. And the two primary agencies charged with enforcing our antitrust laws, the U.S. Department of Justice and the Federal Trade Commission, wrote what were called merger guidelines that thwarted enforcement of those laws when merging businesses promised greater efficiencies. And that's why today we have just a handful of companies that own and control our grocery stores, our foodstuffs like grain, and our livestock slaughtering plants. Now, you'd be hard-pressed to argue today that public opinion supported favoring economic efficiency over competition, particularly after many consumers went to the grocery stores soon after the pandemic and found their grocery shelves empty. You see, efficiency does not beget food security, but competition does. And that's why the new merger guidelines recently issued by the U.S. Department of Justice and the Federal Trade Commission are such a big deal. They restore competition as the antitrust enforcer's guiding light. They reestablish the preservation of economic freedom and our free enterprise system as the ultimate objective of our century-old antitrust laws. Now, sometimes our least worst form of government fails us and leads us down the wrong path. But sometimes it is the people who are being represented that rise above their representatives to demand change. And that's what happened here. So just how did this happen? Well, in two ways. First, they joined and supported organizations that fight for the change on their behalf, organizations like RCAF USA. Second, they represented themselves by calling on their elected representatives directly to demand change. Yes, it's always slow and sometimes ugly, but that's how our least worst form of government was designed to work. So let's keep fighting to restore competition in our United States economy. With that, have a productive week. Thank you and goodbye.